Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of The Guy by M.I. Abaga. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Loading. The Guy by M.I. Abaga was released on August 19th, 2022, under Chocolate City. It has 12 songs, 40 minutes of runtime, 13 features, and multiple production placements. Now, The Guy really surprised me as an album. It starts with a ridiculously awesome trap vibe with thumping 808s, and at times it had me wondering if this was a drill joint as well, because there was just something about it that was like trap then drill. You know what? I don't know. Did he not just switch accents multiple times during the song to confuse me even more? M.I., you are the guy. I'm not the biggest hip-hop head out there, but even then, M.I. has had my ear as a rapper since he did Safe with Genie. I don't even know, this was like more than 10 years ago. And it was easily the best African video of its time. The song was hard. Hard. So hard. With how the album started, I thought, okay, I see where this is going. But truthfully, I had no idea. M.I. switched it up and you actually get a journey that embodies mostly an Afrobeats project. And I'm not joking. M.I. fans of old are probably wondering, WTF, but don't sweat it. What M.I. sacrifices lyrically on The Guy is very little. I assure you that he doesn't water himself down to fit the vibe. He actually amplifies his message, for example, on the emotional Soldier, which touches on men, really. The good, the bad, and the ugly, including depression and suicide. I encourage every man to listen to this track. M.I. will still drop some fire bars on this project and make you think or listen a few times before it actually makes sense. It's absolutely brilliant and it's just in his DNA as an MC. The Guy sounds like M.I. has been doing his this type of musical style for ages. That's part of what makes it such a good listen. The features are all excellent, from Olamide, Duncan Mighty, Ossie Grace, Fino, Lord Vino, One Day Call, Nas, yeah, the Nas, Benson, Tommy Owo, The Caveman, Chills, then Ice Prince and Jesse Jags on the last track. I mean, wow. He also got some heavy hitters on production, and there's Geek Beats, G Plus, Chopsticks, who's got most of the credits on this album, I think. Beats by Jay, Tempo, Mastercraft, Chills. The whole coming together of talents gives this album an extra something. I'm really sold on The Guy as a concept. And you know what? If he continues with this, like he said, he's retiring the M.I. Abaga name, I'm with it. This album is bloody beautiful and it strikes the perfect balance between Afrobeats and rap. Now, he does incorporate many genres in between, such as that UK type of Afro swing, high life. The Amapiano log drum is there as well, but not on an Amapiano track, interestingly. And a lot more. So he does incorporate that while he's at it, but those two genres, Afrobeats and rap, hip-hop, which is M.I. anyway, are prominent. M.I. is still lyrically lethal while giving us vibes, and it sounds like he spent quite some time to find the sound of now that goes with his comfort and flow without necessarily going all out hip-hop. That's what you get on The Guy. More so, the sound is really tailored to his realm of delivery, and he nailed it. He just nailed it. The Guy is an album that will actually give more rappers the audacity to explore fusions, much in the way Amapiano gave rappers, South African rappers, a playground to be lyrical without the pressure of the bars, and we got so many hits out of it. MI has opened the door fully, where artists such as Ladipo have been circling, and maybe, you know, have really pushed it to the edge. But I think MI is the guy that, MI is the guy that's really going to just open the door wide, courtesy of this album. Let's go for a rating, and I rate The Guy by MI Abaga a solid 9 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.